Okay. Summer, it was 1973. I'm in Mom and Dad, that's Ann and Bill Yates, the Pontiac. It's a bucket seat, no air conditioning. We're driving down 95 to go to my first haunted attraction, which is Disney World in Florida. Okay? So this is how Kim's Crypt developed, because I didn't realize it at the time, but Dad bought me my first monster mask, and it was an old man mask. And the whole way back down 95 going home north, I wore this hot, sweaty mask in the car, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm going, and everybody's going, well, you're freaking out, you know, they're like, kiss. And I was like, loving this. I'm like, this is cool. I'm scaring people in July, you know? So I got home, really, I got home, and my dad, he said, let's build a monster, Kim, for Halloween. I said, okay, let's do that. So, you know, October came, and with his pants and his shirts and his little boots, and because he's a little like me, too, and he had his little gloves and stuff, and he put it in a chair, and he sat it there, and it looked like this. It was real scary, you know, it was this monster for Halloween. So the kids came trick-or-treating, and he looked at it, and it was really scary. I'm like, cool, they're scared of that. So every year I wanted to go back to Disney World to get another mask. I'm like, Dad, let's go back to Disney World. I want another mask. So we did. So we got, like, I had a Creature from the Black Lagoon, and I had a Hunchback and all these other ones. So he worked for this display company. He worked for the Kronheim company, and he had all these little turntables, and he would turn real slow, and we would take buckets, like trash cans, and turn them upside down. He'd put his jacket on them, and he would turn like this, and he'd had the monster heads on. So every year I would add a new monster. So every year I'd go back, and then I recently developed, I was like, oh wow, they have stores here. So my I didn't have to go all the way to Disney World to get a mask. So I got more masks, and then my collection grew. I started getting, you know, like the figures, and then hands, and then lights, and all these other things. So my living room in my parents' house in Glen Burnie was like the chair, and then the flower pots on top of each other with the flowers off them to make the monster, and they grew. And then Dad would help me. He would, like, you know, do this, and he would, like, perfect what I did, and, like, looked really cool. You know, so we had, like, monsters all in the living room, and Mom was like, oh, Bill, why are you doing, you know, he's all about it, and she was like, oh, I can't wait till November, you know, so the whole month of October, I'm building these monsters in the living room, and I'm loving this, you know. So as I moved out of my parents' house, I continued to collect horror and masks and things and make monsters. And then met friends, and it developed and grew. And every single window was scary, and it was like, you know, lights and monsters and angles and different things. And as my collection grew, my fan base grew, and the gathering grew. So eventually, it grew into Kim's Crypt, what it is today, 17 years later. But as I did this, I didn't even ever think it was going to be this big. It's just, it was something that I started back when I was a little kid. But in 2008, my dad passed away. And when he died, he actually, he was my, I have a 68 black Cadillac hearse. And he was, yeah, I drove it here. It's here. My dad loved that car, too. He was the mechanic. He would wash it, keep it in his garage, which I still keep it in my mom's garage today. But when he passed away, he had a heart attack, and he died right next to that hearse, and, like, right there. And it's, you know, he loved that car, I mean, a lot. So during the, when we did the funeral arrangements and all that, you know, me and my mom are arguing because I wanted to put Dad in a coffin in the hearse. Well, we did. We put him in the hearse. We buried him in the hearse. He would have loved that, but I didn't get my coffin away. That didn't happen. But he did. I buried him in the hearse. We took him to the funeral that way. And but later on, after this happened, like a couple years later, right before that, a couple of weeks later, I was in my mom's living room, and me and my mom were talking, you know, hanging out, and Boo, he's my little Shih Tzu, he's sitting there, and he's looking up, And he's just staring at the curtain like this. And I'm like, what are you looking at, boo? And he's looking, and this is in my parents' house, and I'm looking, and I'd never seen him look like that. And I kind of put my hand in his sight of where he was looking, and then he went like this. It was kind of freaky. And I was like, you know, maybe he saw Dad. And I thought, but that was kind of cool to me. Like, maybe he's still around. So, but just recently at the haunted house, I still have these things, you know, because Dad's always perfected things. I have, like, little eyeballs with that turn in the monster's eyes and little things that he's made that I still have that there's, like, nothing you've ever seen because he was a perfectionist. My mom's ceiling still has these half circles that he painted by himself, you know, with he's crazy like that, very perfectionist. But in the haunted house where we are now, I went and I got a mask, hands, and a jacket, and I went and hid in the corner, and I put my hands in the jacket, and I was hiding, you know, I was waiting for some people to come by, and I had this, and it was my dad's old jacket. And I put my hands in the pocket like this. And I was hiding. I was waiting for somebody to come by. And I pulled out his old hanky. And I was like, oh. And he's still right there, you know. And he's still right here today. So, thanks.